The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss marketing data and customer experience. Joining us is Patricia Rollins, who is the head of marketing at Typeform, which drives more than 500 million responses each year and integrates essential tools like Zapier, HubSpot, and Slack, empowering brands to give and get more with each form fill. Yesterday, Patricia and I talked about the state of marketing data and analytics, and today we're going to continue the conversation by discussing where customer engagement and UX intersect. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Patricia Rollins, the head of marketing at Typeform. Patricia, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again. Really love it.
Excited to have you back and learn a little bit more about where I think Typeform is really sort of at the sweet spot in the MarTech space is the intersection between customer engagement and user experience. Yesterday, you mentioned that Typeforms are not your classic forms, not a laundry list of questions. It's the start of an experience. It's the start of a relationship with your customers. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on customer engagement and where Typeform fits into that landscape.
So we call it One Funnel. One Funnel is Typeform's solution for unifying your go-to-market team's tools and data so that you can create a comprehensive customer journey that really empowers you to put every customer at the right journey. And so that is what we do. We collect data through the form so that we can then have better decisions as we go through and personalize it throughout the journey.
There's an intersection here, right? There's engaging with your customers, giving them experience, walking them through something that they want. It's a different user experience that you're capturing your data. So what are some of the fun tools and tricks that you can do with a tool like Typeform that makes your initial onboarding, right? That critical moment where your customers are saying, all right, I'll tell you who I am. How do you make that more engaging and more valuable and interesting experience?
So the beauty of Typeform really is that I'd say probably many of you have already filled out a Typeform and you didn't even realize that you filled one out because there's so much virality within the product. Based on the virality, it's people have fun filling it out because it's exciting, right? It's one question at a time. It's beautiful. It's engaging. It's really like blurs you in. So that is really the beauty of Typeform, and it really blends within your own customer experience. So there's many different use cases for customer acquisition, feedback, and many other ways in which you can use Typeform. But to do things like what kind of shampoo do you want to use, to what type of makeup shade that you have, I think those are the more creative, clever type of forms. You could also do creative content within marketing, like what is your creative type? Depending on who your target audience is, you can probably do various different things, which is intriguing as well.
Where does artificial intelligence play in sort of the future of this? You've used the example a couple times of what shampoo do you use or what's your makeup color? I go to a website, I'm starting to think about going bald. The nature of being a 40-year-old man, it's pretty rough these days. And I want to figure out what the best solution is for me to keep my hair. Yeah, I can go through and give you my name and my email and tell you my hair length and color and heritage and all of this information. And at the end, maybe you can calculate some data and give me a response. Is there a way to start integrating artificial intelligence into the experience of filling out a form that gives value at each step? Oh, you're a 43-year-old man. Let me tell you about some of the common challenges 43-year-old men have. They go bald. And here's your next question. What color is your hair? Well, you know what that tells me? Yada, yada. Can you use artificial intelligence to interject more content and more personalization into that form experience?
Absolutely. And we currently have that today. So within the back end, as you're building out your type form, you can prompt it questions. You can have it actually build out a recommendation for you. Those are all features that we currently have today. And then, of course, we are building out a whole product roadmap that includes AI as well.
So I understand at the beginning of the customer journey why there's an intersection between customer engagement and user experience. Hey, I saw your marketing. I got to your website. I did some self-research. I'm ready to give you some information so I can get some sort of value. You can know who I am. You're going to give me something in return. What are the normal other touch points where there is that intersection where you're asking customers for more data to give them a better experience?
So, of course, it's on the website and there's progressive profiling. So you don't want to fill in your first name many times, but every experience, it can be through chat. So when you go to the chat feature, let's say, or chat on someone's website and you want to know a specific piece of content or you want to know a specific topic, that chat will then route you to a specific piece of content. There's email that we can probably also be collecting information as well as assets that you might be viewing or watching. That's how we start building out, right, the person of who you might be for us to then be able to personalize and target you. I use the analogy of the airlines. I'm like, I hate the experience of the airlines where it's like they know what seat I was in, they know when I booked, what flight I'm on and all the details, but yet my email saying thank you doesn't even have my name in it. So to me, it's like you have collected all that information, but the systems might not be connected for you to know all of that. But how can you actually then connect the infrastructure with all of these various touch points that someone makes for you to then be able to follow up or personalize or give them that true white glove experience that they might expect from us? And I think nowadays, as technology is getting smarter and increasing, and there's so many more tools out there, I think I saw a stat yesterday that said like 86% of people are expecting that personalized experience within their journey.
When you're talking about the airlines, actually, my first thought was, yeah, that's kind of scary. Hey, airlines, you're responsible for getting 500 people from San Francisco to Los Angeles on a flying tin can home safely, but you can't even get my name right in an email. Boy, now I'm even more nervous than I was before. We'll leave out the recent problems with all the airplanes. The one that gets me the most, and maybe this happens more to men than it does to women, not to gender stereotype, but I sign up for email newsletters from brands I like, and they sell men's and women's clothes. The women's clothes are always at the top of the email because they're a more profitable segment. And it's like, you can't figure out based on me buying only men's clothing that I am only interested in men's clothing. Come up with a second email that is just for the guys or just for the girls or anybody that's either or both or neither. That sort of segmentation and experience, brands still haven't seemed to have mastered. It seems like absolute table stakes.
Yeah. And it's like, that's where we need to be focused more on the behaviors. Like another example is the coffee shop. I think right now marketers have been trained on marketing with ICP's personas. And it's like, okay, it's the 25 to 35 year old female who is a marketer that does X, Y, and Z. Let's say that that particular target audience goes to the coffee shop. You're going to say, okay, it's that person, that particular persona, they want a latte. So now imagine that person going to the coffee shop and the barista is like, here's your latte. It's like, no, I actually don't want a latte. Just because you put a stereotype around me that I'm like this age group, this person, I need the latte. It's like, actually, I just want a black coffee. And then you get so frustrated that you leave.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what's been increasingly harder. And as marketers, I always keep saying, it's like, we have to really focus on the person. Like we're all people. It just so happens that we're interested in different things. Like I love sports. So I may want to buy the sports hat. However, for some reason, I don't get targeted that because maybe I love the Yankees, but I don't live in New York. I'm not male. I'm not all the things, but that's the persona that they're going after. So now if they actually look at people's behaviors of how their purchasing cycles are, what they're viewing on the website, or actually their behaviors of what they're doing, then hopefully we can have a better personalized experience.
Time for a 1-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Another example of personalization gone wrong, and I'm sure as a Yankees fan, you can relate here. Let's say the Giants play the Dodgers, two rival baseball teams. I'm a big Giants fan. Fanatics always targets me with Giants gear. But then when the Dodgers win the World Series, oh, never mind, that never happens. But if the Dodgers were to win the World Series, I would get ads saying, would you like to buy the Dodgers World Series hat? It's like, if the Red Sox won the World Series, are you interested in buying that? No, just because I'm a baseball fan doesn't mean I want to buy the other team's hat.
Totally. And I think like as the world we're getting into, it's like the experience is the biggest thing. So a lot of these tools, like the ABM platforms, let's say, really need to figure out how all the systems connect so that we know that they did X, Y, Z action and we can actually serve them the relevant content for them to then ultimately buy.
So how do you master that? We're in this world of increased digital personalization. We want to be predictive about what people want. But in reality, some of the times they just want to see the menu and make their own decision. You use the latte example. You should have the data to understand that when it's 9 at night, people probably don't want the caffeinated drinks. There's some logic that goes into it. And often it's humans that are able to understand, contextualize, and say, you look like you could use a beer, not a latte. How are we going to continue to get better at personalization using our data? Or should we just be relying on more human inputs?
I think it's human inputs, it's data. I think it's going to be a blend of all of it. Also, it's going to be predictive modeling. So it's us probably having to build out some predictive ML models to say, okay, maybe it's this cohort that wants coffee. Maybe it's this cohort. So I think it's going to be a lot of trial and error for us to actually solve it.
One last question that I have for you before I let you go. We've gone through this wave, and I don't want to use the C word COVID too much, but we went through this increasingly digital life, and now we're starting to hopefully rebound and life is starting to normalize. In marketing efforts, we're now seeing less access to data in the digital world. Are you seeing marketers rely more on in-person traditional marketing? We mentioned that personal touch. You know how to figure out what the person wants. You have a barista in front of them when they get to the coffee shop instead of using predictive modeling to try to figure out their order in advance. Are we going back more towards a handshake and cocktails type of marketing efforts where truly the way to do personalization is to have personal relationships? Or have we passed the point of no return inspired by COVID where everything is going to be increasingly digital?
I think it's a blend of both, but it also goes back to making someone feel like white glove exclusive. So we've been actually doing many things around getting people into our beta, for instance. And to me, it's like, okay, we have a cap. You can only have, I'm making it up, 25 people right within the beta. So it's super exclusive. So you better sign up now type of thing. Another is looking at events we can sponsor. So are there events in the industry that we can sponsor and then host cocktail hours or executive meetings and just make it more fun so that there is that relationship? So to me right now, there's a blend of both. I think though, all companies within their marketing strategy should have moments. I've been seeing a lot of companies, including ourselves, do these larger moments in time. So rather than always launching, let's say, a new product or a new release, it's like having maybe a spring and a fall moment where it's big. And maybe it's an in-person live event, but it also has surround sound to it. So you're able to drive right to a bigger announcement. You're able to drive people to maybe a specific event, but actually have it be like a bigger blast because you're probably going to get more people at that moment than trying to hit them multiple times on a paid ad. And for paid ads, it's just a lot of noise. You're going to have to be paying a lot. You're going to have to be building a lot of creative, hopefully with AI, but I think it's going to have to be a blend of both. But really, I'm a firm believer that you're going to have to also do integrated marketing. So how can all of your marketing departments work together for that bigger moment? So how can you leverage, right, organic and non-paid channels with your paid channels to have it be that bigger moment where everyone's playing together for that bigger exclusivity moment?
I sit in a room by myself and run a company where the team is distributed. And we don't have a big marketing team. It's me. We've got a data warehouse. We can collect data. We can figure out targeting. We can write copy. We can do all of these things at scale. The challenge and the hard part is putting yourself in the customer's shoes. And honestly, that's the part where I personally feel under-resourced. You have to be thinking about what that customer experience is, what that moment is like, what their needs and desires are. You have to be able to understand and interpret some of your data to figure out if what you're doing is working. Understanding the customer engagement and user experience intersection is a really, really complicated topic, not something that we can digest and solve in a short podcast. It's something that's an ongoing conversation, an ongoing investigation. It's an ongoing relationship that you have to have with your customers. And honestly, it's something I find incredibly challenging. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Patricia Rollins, the head of marketing at Typeform. If you'd like to hear more from Patricia, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit her company's website, which is typeform.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.